I'm going to the Queens, for the Queens Chamber. I'm going to ask Greg Swanson, the committee coordinator, and also a member of Gotham Green, to make those introductions. There's a good friend of mine, we work together on a lot of things in the Queens Chamber, so I gotta let Greg have his chance.
Great. Thanks, Corey. Thanks, Gotham, for everything. Thanks, Fred, and thanks, everyone. Pleasure to be here. Again, I'm Brett Swanson, representing the Queens Chamber of Plumbers. I manage all 10 of our committees, representing the various business sectors within the borough of Queens. We are a 105-year-old organization, representing 1,300 businesses and 90,000 employees throughout the borough. So if you do business within Queens, let us know. We will get you. We do networking events, seminars, work with elected officials. We're registered lobbyists through the state. So any cause or thing that you would like to advance, talk to us. We're here to make those connections and set the table for you. Like I said, I manage all of our 10 committees. We also put together a monthly publication called This is Queensboro. Here's our energy edition, which we just produced in March. Again, if you're a member of the Queens Chamber, we are here to get you published. This is a great marketing piece. This goes out monthly digitally and in print to over 1,500 businesses, hotels, all elected officials within the borough of Queens and down in D.C. and up in Albany. So again, if you are doing business within the borough of Queens, come and please talk to us. And without further ado, again, I would like to introduce our co-chairs of our energy committee, Marshall Hampson and Jim Shishenko, and I'm going to let them take it away. Thank you, everyone.
So my name is Marshall Hampson, and I am an energy addict. I know it's a farce, but I do have familiarity. I do have some familiarity with the Gotham Green Group. Known Corey and Sherry for quite a while. For those of you who don't know, the Gotham Green Group has been around for about 10 years, and that means to say you guys were in the wilderness. Before there even was a green industry, you guys were out there pioneering for the social value of environmental friendly processes and practices and so forth. After the recovery from the Great Recession, we now find ourselves in a booming economy. We find the convergence of state and city regulation really pushing reduction of fossil fuel use. In the case of the state, mandates to reduce fossil fuel use by 50% by the year 2030 and replace it with distributed generation and renewables. And in the case of the city, even more aggressive targets of 80% by 2050. So with all of that as sort of the wind in our sails, combined with all the improvements in technology, that we've seen not only in lighting but in cogen and building materials and everything else, we're in a great place to actually do business because the economics really do make sense. Combined that with a big initiative from the state, Governor Cuomo is basically revamping the structure of the utilities to incentivize them to save energy rather than build new plants and to meet out their incentives to save energy. This isn't just talk about saving energy, this is measured and verified reductions in kilowatts. So we're going to be seeing a lot more metering, we're going to be seeing a lot of market-based forces converging to actually save energy as the economy is growing and we're actually, our energy use may level off, but it's going to be a lot more efficient, it's going to be a lot more distributed. The utilities are going to be much more in the grid management business than they are in the supply business. With all of these changes, and with particularly what's going on in Queens, which is a major hub of new development and redevelopment, literally tens of billions of dollars going into the waterfront areas, the two big airport projects that are going on, and a lot of the rebuild that was Sandy. So there's a huge need for understanding the energy landscape. The Queens Chamber of Commerce, headed up by the executive director, Tom Gretsch, has spent some time on the energy side. And 2 years ago, he founded the Energy Committee at Queens Chamber of Commerce and brought in about 50 or 60 energy practitioners of all stripes, assessment, building assessment, engineering, suppliers of HVAC, LEDs, and solar, as well as some of the new financial engineers, the financiers, the insurance companies to backstop these projects. So we've had a pretty robust group to get together. In the last 2 years since we've been founded, we've had over a dozen meetings of attending of roughly about 50, 60 of these energy professionals. Four of them are notable. One was the big Future of Energy Summit for Queens that we had a couple of years ago. Another one was the Real Estate Expo that we had last June at Terrace on the Park, which was had about 10 energy talk tracks geared towards the real estate industry, and the manufacturers attended that meeting. We also had in our local meeting, we had Costa Constantinides, the New York City councilman from Astoria, who promoted the whole geothermal and renewable agenda throughout the city council and passed those laws in the city, addressing our group, addressing these professionals. And then our meeting in October, we had Richard Kaufman, the chairman of Energy and Finance for New York State, the Energy Czar of all of New York State for Governor Cuomo, and he spent a great deal of time talking about the transformation of the electric grid, the other things that I mentioned. So we've done a lot, and in addition, we've published probably a couple of dozen articles in Mrs. Queensborough Magazine. This Energy Edition alone has 10 articles, and again, it's going out on energy topics, and it's going out to the wider community. So on the inform and educate side, we pressed down pretty hard in the last few years. We approach it from a pretty practical standpoint because it's mostly practitioners in our audience. We have two initiatives that we're going to be pursuing over the next year. One of which is we're rebranding ourselves from the Energy Committee to become the Energy and Environmental Committee. We feel it's imperative to do that because energy and environmental, for obvious reasons, are inextricably linked. You can't do an energy project or consider an energy project without considering the environmental impact or the environmental benefits of the project. Every time you put a shovel in the ground, you have to consult an environmental consultant, an environmental attorney. So we're literally going to be bringing in practitioners, environmental consultants, environmental design, environmental attorneys, and building out our capabilities within the chamber. And the reason we're doing this basically is to learn how to team together. And with some help from Queens Chamber, they're launching their new website within about a month. It won't be an e-commerce site per se, but it will have a page for the Energy Committee and our Energy and Environmental Committee, And our plan is to point all members of Queens Chamber to that page so that we can then start to do business with them. And we plan to have more end users in our audience and attract the real estate people, the fitness centers, the hotels, the other members of Queens Chamber and outside of Queens Chamber to attend seminars about what is the roadmap to do these projects, why should we consider them, who should you team with, who should you not team with, how are you going to get it financed, how are you going to know that it actually worked. These are all capabilities that we built within the chamber. Now we're going to be taking that show on the road. So that will be our plans for that. So we really appreciate kind of standing on your shoulders here in a way at Gotham Green and the awareness that you bring to the industry. Thank you.
So now I'd like to listen to both of our presentations. Geraldine, are you able to take the photos by you speaking on our phone?
Come on again.
Are you able to take photos by you speaking on our phone?
Sure.
Okay, Geraldine. Josh, you first.
Wait, is it in here?
Sherry, you definitely should be in this. Sherry, please. Sherry, please. Sherry,
is it all ready to go?
Yeah, I know.
Is it ready to go?
Yes.
I love what she just did.
Just put your finger on it and it just does that.
Sure,
you have a flash on.
There we go. Is that better now?
Yes, it's somewhat better.
It's more.
Yeah.